One, two, three, do it.
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your daddy, Chench.
This is Arnold.
And this is Uneducated Humor.
You know what I fucking love about an intro? Like, it pretty much sums up our whole show. It tells you what you're gonna get.
Hey, is episode 20 whatever? Sounds just the same as episode 5 and on?
Hopefully it sounds better. So, the last episode we did, people were asking me, like, hey, why was it so short? It was my birthday episode. I ended up getting a little too drunk.
Let's just say Arnold had more fun than the people recording and the people listening to the episode. You know what? He had so much fun. I don't even think he had fun. I think he was just out of his mind. You know, one of those things where you're so messed up, the room's spinning, but yet you try to play it off and be funny about it?
No, I was actually having a lot of fun until I was at home eating my McNuggets, and then the room spun. Started to spin.
Before we start talking about your chicken McNuggets, as soon as we were done recording, Arnold was on the floor putting a baby's formula bottle.
What was that? It looked like a fucking...
Okay, first off, Arnold thought it was one of my condoms. I don't know if anybody's ever dealt with babies. I personally have never dealt with a baby, but they have these refills for the formula that you put in a bottle that's a plastic, so you don't have to be washing the bottles. But it's a plastic, so it looks like, what is it, like a 5-inch?
Not even 5 inches, it's like three or four inches.
4 inches, plastic. Maybe about an inch and wide, just a little cap. And Arnold's all like, is this your condom? I'm all like, that's a pretty fat condom, bro. If it is a condom, that's a fat condom.
So Arnold
found one of these under Lupe's couch. And he decided to fucking pretend that he was putting it in his mouth. That's how much fun Arnold was having.
I had a lot of fun.
He was fucked up.
That whole episode.
And he kept calling me a bitch for not taking him to go buy tacos.
Did I really?
Yeah, and then when we finally got in the car to go buy tacos, he forgot all about him. Let's go get some fucking apostol, some tacos.
Do I get pretty Mexican when I'm pretty drunk?
No, you get pretty gay and stupid.
Pretty annoying.
And then you honestly took one of the longest pisses I've ever seen in my life. In the middle of the street, by the way.
No. Fuck you.
So you had your box with all the laptop and the microphones and everything, and you're being fucking annoying. I'm all like, Arnold, go put the shit away. While you went to go put the stuff away, me and Lupe were talking shit about you. And
what the fuck, talking shit?
Because you're an asshole. Uh-huh. So you're walking to the car with the big Rubbermaid box or whatever, all drunk. I pop my trunk open, and then you go, whoa, you're drunk. Like, you're all, because I opened my trunk for my remote control. And then
I was all amazed.
And you put the box in there. And as soon as you, like in one movement, you put the box in the trunk, you just turned left, facing the street.
There's a
big light pole right there. You fucking just you started taking a piss.
I made no attempt to hide my dick.
And you know how far? No, you were weren't facing us, but you're facing the whole neighborhood. There's a big light pole right there.
I don't remember
that. You were facing like just like that. Even that other street in front of his house. There's cars passing by, and then I'm all like, this fucking asshole's just taking a piss. And Lupa's just shaking his head like.
He's all, fuck, bro. I'm the only Mexican in this fucking neighborhood. Fucking don't fuck it up for me.
Dude, all my white neighbors are going to hate me. And you're just pissy. And then you can hear us like chattering about you. And you're like, fuck you guys or whatever. And we're walking. I can honestly say it took us about 10 seconds to get to you. You were still pissing. And we had to like, we pulled up.
I don't remember this.
And we had to wait for you to finish pissing.
Yeah.
And you're just like leaning back all drunk, like kind of swank. Just pissing, bro. Like a lot of piss. Not like a dribble, like a just stream.
At any point did I say to you,
"Hey, baby, want to take a gander at some penis?"
No, you said like, you pretty much were like, "I'm fucked up, fuck, let's get out of here." Some fucking tacos. And then we get in the car, and the whole time I'm just shaking my head like, oh, this fucking guy.
It was my birthday, bro.
You literally were trying to fucking make out with me, like hug me.
No,
in the
I
car.
Was not.
And then we left, and then we passed by the taco guy that you were begging me to go to, and we just kept going, and we were almost home, and you're like, "Hey, you want some McDonald's?" I'm like, "No, but I'll get you some food." All right. Let me get a 20-piece. What the fuck? You're so fucked up. I'm like, a 20-piece? Yeah.
That's what I always, that's what you normally get.
You get a 20-piece.
Yeah.
I drop you off. You have your soda. You're like, "I don't fucking want the-." You literally tell me, "I don't want the soda. You keep it." I'm like, "All right, cool." As soon as I park my car, you take the soda. You fucking asshole. You had told me, "I don't want the soda. Some nuggets and the fries."
You're probably being a dick, and I was like, "Give me my soda."
No, you just were like, "All right, man, thanks." And you just fucking took your food.
I do remember that.
Your fucking drink, and I'm like, whatever, as long as this guy's out of my car. And then 45 minutes later, I get a text message right before I go to bed. And what was the text message?
"Hey, did somebody order the McThrow up?" It was a fucking McNugget box full of fucking throw up.
Arnold sent me a picture message of a 10-piece nugget box filled with fucking vomit.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
So that's what happened after the last episode.
Oh, yeah. He got so fucked up, he forgot something with the audio, and the audio didn't record properly.
No. I told you dickheads to turn your phones off, and then you're like, and then I turned my phone on, and then
So you dickheads, you mean you and only you? Because none of our phones were on the table.
Guess they were. They were.
My phone was on the desk behind me.
So that might have been my fault. We recorded
instead of blaming
for
us, blame yourself.
We recorded for an hour and a half, and then like 30 minutes only.
I'm just gonna say it. It was, you know, the short episodes are probably a little bit better.
Yeah, because honestly, I ended up getting drunk, and then we started talking about
inappropriate. A lot of people were like, "Who's Lupe?" And I'm like, "Fuck!" Some people don't even know who Lupe
really
is. Yeah, yeah.
That means we're doing a good job.
They're like,
"Fuck
that
guy." Fuck that.
And I'm all like, "I don't know. I don't know the guy." Fucking friend I used to have.
Made me laugh though. I was like, "How many episodes?" "None." I was like, "All right."
Yeah, he's an asshole. He honestly just, as soon as he left, he just stopped listening to the show. You know, if I were like doing a podcast and I had to stop using it, and it was for a legit reason, stop recording, like, you know, I would still listen to it. You know, those guys are my friends.
Yeah,
you know, show some support. I know he's busy, and I know he has a lot of. I know he has a lot of important shit to do. But I also understand that he does have a lot of downtime because he's not being a dumbass with us.
Right.
You know, he's doing important shit. You know, and I know he takes a lot of shits. He can listen to us when he's taking the shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A lot of my podcast listening happens when I'm taking dumps.
Mine happens on the road, but you said like our friends, like, you know, listen here and there. I actually kind of had an awkward moment at work.
Okay. Oh, so, I'll talk about that earlier.
So, I've been working. Part of the reason why we haven't recorded any episodes because I've been working like fucking 12, 14 hours a day. So I'm burnt out. So at the end of the day, like, I'm a truck driver. So I get fucking bored. That's when I listen to all the podcasts. So I bumped into one of my coworkers, and he was just like, "Man, dude, fucking 13 hours on the road." And I was just like, "What do you listen to?" He's like, "I listen to the same old shit." I was like, "Oh, you should listen to podcasts." And he goes, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "I checked out your show." And then usually they're like, "Oh, you know, it was cool." I had somebody say, like, "I listen to your show. It's really gross." And I was like, "Well, thank you. I appreciate it." Like, to me, that's a compliment. Thank you. And he just didn't. He just paused. And I'm like, "All right." And then he just changed the subject. I was like, "This motherfucker." So I thought he would at least say, like, "Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny."
He's
whatever.
Being polite. He's all like, "Yeah, I listen."
He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, oh, yeah, I heard your show."
Yeah, that's enough, bro. I don't want like.
I don't know. I got
the thing is, I don't want you to prove that you like. If you say you listen, I'll take you your word for it. I don't want you to prove it. Be like, "Hey, like, I don't want to quiz you."
Yeah, I'll
like. To be honest, 75% of shit I say, I don't remember. I've had people quote stuff. I'm like, "Yeah, that's funny." I have no idea what they're talking about.
But for me, like, I thought he would, like, it would be at least nice. He'd be like, "Oh, you know, it's cool." Nothing. He was like, "Yeah, listen to it."
So, where I work at, a lot of my coworkers don't do...
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
So this is how the whole conversation went down in my head.
Okay.
So, catch my show?
Yep, sucked.
Huh, one man's opinion.
Nope, several thousand people's opinion. Look on the internet.
Several thousands. That's what I was
like, calm down. There's only like maybe 200 people that listen.
So, a lot of people at work don't know that I record a podcast, right?
Right.
And it's just that I don't, it's not that I'm ashamed of it or I don't talk about it. Uh-huh. It's just something that I don't bring up, you know? I don't want to...
I kind of get shy about it. I'm not gonna lie.
I just don't bring it up. But when people ask me about it, when somebody finds out, then I'm like, cool about it. I don't trip about it. So my manager, for some reason, threw it out there that on my free time, I do a podcast. And the rest of my coworkers, nobody said anything. Like, it was whatever. But they were like, oh, you have a podcast? I'm like, yeah. What is it about? I'm all just... stupid shit, me and my friend being dumbass. That's what I say, right?
Hilarious.
Just being dumb. But then, at the same time, I'm like, it's a podcast. It's, like, in my mind, I'm just like, yeah, you know, it's funny. Because I don't want to overhype it, you get me?
Yeah, see, that's why I get really shy about it.
I never say, like, oh, yeah, you know, that shit's tight, listen to it, blah, blah. And then the conversation's going to go down the line where I'm like, hey... so did you hear it? Or I never ask him that. They always. My manager said, "Oh, it's funny. I get you." One of my coworkers, Bronson, he's just like, "Oh, it's funny, man." You know. And then he said something that you said about fucking shrimp, and I was just like, "Yeah, he does listen." And then I was like, I didn't ask him much about it after that, but.
You know what? Shout out to all our new, because we got some new listeners. We picked up some people in Canada and fucking France. And then just a couple of people that were on Facebook. That's the one thing that everybody keeps saying. They're like, ooh, shrimp dick. I'm like, fuck, hopefully that name doesn't get stuck with me.
Hopefully it does.
Shrimp dick.
Yeah.
I'm like, what, dude?
It looks and smells like a shrimp.
I didn't say it looked like it. I said it smells like a shrimp.
Well, I don't know if that's what he was talking about, but I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had a pretty embarrassing moments with the damn podcast, but...
I'm still waiting to hear some feedback from like my family and shit.
I'm waiting to hear feedback from your mom.
Yeah, me and my mom are not on speaking terms right now.
No, but like, let's say you were or you're not like now, but if your mom ever hears all the shit you say about her, bro, like...
Oh, she knows. She knows.
Yeah, but she heard
enough. She still thinks we're talking about hypothetically.
Hypothetical mom. Psych. Real mom.
Yeah, she still thinks we're talking about hypothetically. She's like, oh, he's not talking about me. Yes, I am.
What about your sisters? They don't say anything? Do they even hear it?
Yeah, they do.
I don't think they do.
One of them does from time to time. She was like, I push play, and then I heard a bunch of shit about you that I don't want to know.
Then
I
was like, that's how your brother rolls. Then I hit delete.
Huh?
She's all, then I hit delete.
But God bless her heart, because she like spreads it around on Facebook and shit.
That's
so
funny.
I was like, do you even know what you're spreading around?
She's all, a disease.
Pretty much.
An uneducated disease.
But yeah, we picked up some new listeners, and thank you to the people that came out. Pod Block, they're up in Canada. I think they listen.
Or they just say they listen.
Well, no, I stalk all the listeners. I see all the downloads coming from Canada.
Yeah, fucking crazy eyes. You fucking better listen to us.
Fucking hit retweet on Twitter.
Oh, you know what, if any feedback, you know what I would like? Yeah. I would like to know if you guys want Lupe back, if you guys want Lupe on the show more often. If you guys don't want him on the show, that's fine with us. We won't put him on the show.
Trust me, I want him on the show more often, and it's fucking hard to get that dude to even have breakfast or anything.
If you guys don't want him on the show, we'll just stop asking him.
So in this show, like, we look up a lot of stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we first started doing the show, like, I had the Uneducated Humor Gmail account set up, which you can use to send feedback, hit us with your stories, whatever.
Naked pigs.
Naked pigs. I'm just going to email them a picture of me just whacking it.
You're like, ugh.
You never said who the naked pigs could come from.
Shrimp dick.
So, I'm always online looking for stories, just looking for random-ass shit. So, one of the ones I started looking for was just funny shit on, what's that one called? Craigslist.
Okay.
So I started looking up the lost connections under the straight ones, and there wasn't really anything funny on that. I was like, So I started looking up in the gay section because I was like, a guy is very aggressive about when, you know, it's like, hey, let me fucked up, whatever. You know what I mean?
You were about to say pussy.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying pussy for some reason.
Why? No, pussy doesn't apply to gay guys.
Huh? No, I mean, like, as a straight guy, you're like, hey, let me finger bang that.
I don't know. The girl sends the standards. If the girl likes the word pussy, then you say it.
Yeah.
Some girls do, some girls don't. So,
you fuck, you're writing a pussy.
So, I remember misconnections being a big thing a few years back.
Right.
But I'm sure now it's like whatever. But, okay, so what did you see on the gay section?
So, I started, like, collecting just the funniest fucking things, like, oh, I saw you at the laundromat, wanted to know if you wanted to suck my dick. Oh, it's very straightforward. And I was like, this shit can't be fucking real. So...
I was the guy at the laundromat with the booty shorts.
Yeah!
You were the guy getting the stuff out of the dryer, folding it, folding your BB shirts. And you got into a nice, bright blue Scion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought to myself, I should talk to that guy. So, this is me asking you, suck my dick.
Yeah, it starts off really nice. It was like, you know, you had nice hand skin. I'm going to put cum all over it. Something weird.
Yeah.
So, I started collecting all those. And then, recently, I had given my fiance the password to the Gmail account. So, I had asked her to look up something. I was like, I was looking for a story or something like that. So I was like, can you find a story for me in a Gmail account? She was like, yeah. So all of a sudden, like, she started, like, hitting me with, like, these odd things, like, oh, you're probably looking for sex on fucking Craigslist, huh? I'm like, what? But she sounded, like, really concerned. So I'm like,
what the? My fiance's gay.
Yeah, so she was like, so she started, like, hitting me with that. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Are you trying to tell me you're gay, bro?
No.
Is this your funny, twisted way of?
I fucking weirded her out, dude.
You're weirding me out right now, bro.
It was for show material. I was like, look, it's under the. Stop, and she was winking just like,
at me.
Huh?
Stop winking at me.
Put my dick in your butt. So, she was just like, she. Whenever, like, she would kind of get mad at me or whatever, she was like, yeah, you're probably looking for sex on fucking Craigslist.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And then one day I was going through the emails and shit. And I was like, she thinks I'm fucking gay.
No. She doesn't think you're gay.
No.
She thinks you want to fuck guys.
Well, same shit. So, just before she even said anything about that, like...
No. Wait. It's not what you think.
Before she even said anything about the fucking, like, the gay Craigslist fucking things I was looking for, some song had came on the radio. And it was like a really fucking gay song.
Okay.
I think it was this one here. It's like, ooh, ooh. So, you and I have a sense of humor. So you and I have a sense of humor where we say extremely gay shit to each other.
Yes.
So when that song came on, I was like, ooh, that reminds me when I used to love fucking penis.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me like she didn't think it was funny, like, at all.
That's not funny.
So in her... Because my mom was like, ooh, that reminds me of when I used to love penis. Uh-huh. And she just looks at me and she was just like,
I fucking knew it.
Why would you say that to me?
Yeah.
I was like, calm down, baby. You know I love
you. She's a
taco.
Homophobe. I don't know why she's a homophobe. Girls are supposed to like gay guys.
Yeah. I was like, calm down, baby. You know I love you.
That's what
she
likes too, bro. She likes a little gay guy for herself.
Yeah. So once I had said that, she was like, you weird me out when you say stuff like that. And I was like, oh. I go, because Mark was standing there. So I was like, that joke was for him. That wasn't for you.
Yeah. And then you're like, but first, let me take a selfie.
Wait, I got a story. I got that one. So, I was just like, I'm not gay. But if Ryan Gosling were to bust in my house and be like, dude.
You would be?
If he goes, dude, I need your balls deep in my butt right now. Dude.
What if he says, I need to be balls deep in your butt?
No, because then that would make me gay. Then I would have to turn to my fiance and be like, look, I don't like dudes. It's fucking Ryan Gosling. Don't fucking ruin it for me. I was like, you have to understand.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. That's my man crush. I'll do him in the butt.
Yes, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty gay.
Well, the funny thing out of all that is...
Ryan Gosling. You met Ryan Gosling?
Huh?
You met Ryan Gosling?
What?
You met Ryan Gosling?
No.
And went down? Oh, okay. Which? Well, you said a funny thing. I was like, okay.
Putting balls deep in my mouth.
I met him at the Grove.
Oh boy, yeah, this is not helping.
We were at the beach store.
I keep weirding my fiance out. So you were talking about fucking selfie.
Oh yeah, that fucking song, man. That shit. for like a good week, I couldn't get that song out of my head.
There was a story. I'm not going to jump to the fucking, what is it, newsflash yet. Mm-hmm. But there was this UK kid. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about him? It was like really depressed because he couldn't take a fucking awesome selfie.
He killed himself?
No. He would take, I think, somewhere around 700 selfies a day. And I guess he was so, like, he had, like, what is it, dysmorphia, like, body dysmorphia?
Body dysmorphia issues.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, fucking
ugly. How come you don't have body dysmorphia issues?
It's reversed, it, because I think I actually look really good. I have too much of a high self-esteem for that. So, like,
God
I guess...
God bless you, man.
Huh? So the guy, like, he tried to commit suicide because he couldn't take the perfect selfie. He was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Just one good selfie.
He's like, I'm gonna kill myself.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, let it rock out.
So I just imagined him like...
But first, let me take 700 selfies.
Can you imagine what his fucking funeral would be like? Like, they're like...
When they put that big frame with a bunch of selfies.
I would be, if I was his friend, I'd be a dick. He'd be like, he killed himself trying to take a perfect selfie. And then put up the shittiest fucking selfie of him. I have a question for you. Mm. So, this guy, say he did go through this suicide. And they're reading his obituary. Like, this guy could not take the perfect selfie. He mm-hmm. died, like, he was committed to taking a selfie. Okay. If you had to read my eulogy, what would you say about me?
Okay. How did you die?
Really
how
deep,
did you
huh?
die? How did you die?
You decide.
I decide?
Yeah, you decide.
Okay. What would be the most probable way you go out?
Whacking it.
Okay, so you died jerking off. You had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. How old are you?
My age right now.
So let's say tonight you jerk it so much you die. Yeah. And at your funeral, I need to talk about it.
I need to talk about you. Yeah.
I would say, welcome everybody. It's nice to see some familiar faces that we all here loved Arnold. Mm. But let's be real. Arnold was a shithead. And Arnold wanted to go out on top. And what better way than coming on himself?
He died pretty pathetic, just laying in bed, jacking.
And I know deep down inside, Arnold died trying to come in his own mouth. We all know what he was made of, and we all knew his dreams. If it wasn't for the only thing that probably would have that probably would have saved him is if he would have come in his own mouth. It was an impossible task he was never able to do.
He died disappointed.
Thank you guys all for coming here.
You're somebody
in the background. I know that we're all Eskimo brothers here. Arnold's mom's right there.
How dare you?
Rest in peace, Arnold. Fuck you.
My eulogy for Chench would be like, I hear my friend Chench lies here. I never got to
I died the same way as you.
Huh?
I died the same way as you.
So died the same way as you?
Okay.
I was like, this is my friend Chench. Never bothered to get to know his real name. The one thing I could say about him is he looked like he took big dumps. I'm not sure. I would have to ask his mom. Miss, did she take big dumps? See? In life, he'd never let me see his penis, so I'm going to have to ask you guys to turn your head. I'm going to take a gander at some penis.
You open the coffin, you pull my pants down. Mm-hmm.
Well, they put some embalming fluid in that fat boy right
there. You're like, wait, this is completely different than what I thought it was going
to
be.
I was like, I'm satisfied. Good night, guys.
You slam the coffin. You're all pissed. This is bullshit.
Well, they put embalming fluid in. That's bullshit, right? That's not him. That's not him.
Did a taxidermy touch him? Somebody stuffed this. What's going on?
Oh, man.
I still think my eulogy is way better than yours.
Oh, yeah. My eulogy is basically I just want to see his dick before he goes in the ground. I was like, he never let me see it in life. I want to see what it looks like.
Mine's going to be like, you guys all know Arnold really wanted to come in his own mouth.
After I pull your pants on,
you got some big testicles, bro.
So, yeah. So I mentioned, like, I listen to a lot of fucking podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite podcasts I like to listen to is The Orange Room over there on More Like Radio.
Okay.
And it was kind of like a throwaway video that they were mentioning, but I went and looked it up, and it was the funniest fucking shit I've ever seen, dude.
Okay, what is it?
I'm gonna play it for you. Hang on.
Wait, you're gonna show me the video?
Yeah.
All right, show me the video. Sorry, people, I'm looking at a video.
The fucking audio is hilarious.
Now, if we have any children, please step out. This is a parental guidance moment. Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Semper. I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda. To know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom, one of the things they do is called anal leaking, where a man's anus is leaked. Like
there's this guy by the other making person. A fist and licking
like ice cream. And then what happens, even poo-poo comes out. The other poo-poo's out, huh? And then they eat the poo-poo. Sex practice called fisting, where they insert their hand into the other man's hand. And it goes all into the anus all the way. And it is so painful, they have to take drugs. This is what they do. Number one,
you
can see a man here having sucked the other person's rectum, and the other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Oh, hey,
I mean, look at this guy, sincerely. Bishop.
Barack Obama backed off. There's stuff in the bag. The poo-poo all over the other person's face. As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. As Africans, now he's a priest.
We want to ask Barack Obama to explain to us, is this what he wants to bring to Africa as a human right to eat the poo-poo of our children?
Oh, these people are up in arms.
So he's a reverend in fucking Uganda, and he's preaching anti-fucking gay. What the fuck that has to do with Obama is beyond me. I don't know.
But, is he saying Obama's bringing poo-poo eating?
Yeah. To eat the poo-poo, you have to. Barack Obama, is this what you want?
I thought he was saying anal leaking. Leaking?
Licking.
Like, but licking.
Yeah.
So if you got anal leaking and you're licking.
Yeah, so I probably wouldn't be welcome over there in Uganda.
Well, apparently you would compared to what this guy is saying.
You eat the poo-poo, even if it's leaking.
Eat the poo-poo.
So as you can imagine, dude, I spent the whole fucking weekend just cracking up on that video, and now I have
to. Dude, this guy had a fist in his mouth, in the front of his face, and he was licking like the balloon knot your fist makes, and he's just like, and you lick the poo-poo, and he's licking his hand.
It's the poo-poo.
What I like is he showed the laptop to his friend, he's like, "Dah!"
Yeah. Like Stephen A., like his homies are all like Stephen A. Smith in suits and stuff, just sitting there. He's like, "Look," and then, oh, these guys just throw their heads back.
It just reminded me of like just us hanging out. Hey, Chen, check this out.
Yeah.
Asshole. So I got some great fucking sound drops out of that.
Which ones are eat the poo-poo and lick the poo-poo?
There's
eat the poo-poo.
And then there's
eat the poo-poo like ice cream.
They always make poop look like ice cream too in the movies and stuff. Yeah. So that makes sense.
You know what you can do, Chen?
Eat the poo-poo.
So there's a regular eat the poo-poo, and then there's like a stronger eat the poo-poo.
Eat the poo-poo!
And then he really has like a congregation behind him, like cheering him on and everything, huh?
I didn't know if it was like serious or if they were just like fucking around. Because
you can see in the crowd, there's one girl that just has this big, bright smile, and she's just trying to hold her fucking laughter back. And then he shows pictures of like people eating shit, and they're like, oh!
In the original version, he goes, oh, I have to do research. I was like, how do you do research?
So then his girlfriend goes in his Gmail, and she's all like, you're gay. No, I have this fucking congregation that I'm...
He's all, no, I do not eat the poo-poo. I don't like eat the ice poo-poo. Cream.
I know this is my personal email, but it's not for poo-poo eating.
It's for my poo-poo pleasures.
I'm doing a service. Fucking liar. So he's probably the gayest person in Africa.
Oh, that's for sure.
Eat the poo-poo.
No, don't eat the poo-poo.
How does he know they take drugs to fist each other?
I don't know.
He's all, it hurts so much, you have to take drugs.
I usually just drink.
Just get my decanter,
yeah.
Drink the whole thing, then put my decanter in my ass. And then...
Come on, let's do it. That's fucking funny. To me, this is the party pistols.
The party pistols, the two guns? Oh my god. Talk about the party pistols. The other day, I went to the hood for some reason. I went to fucking Crenshaw or whatever. Mm. And I was coming back. And I drive a small white car. Mm-hmm. And there's this huge Ram truck next to me. And they're playing corridos, like Spanish music, right?
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, you know, like I didn't think anything of it, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're getting louder. And I hear people singing. And I look inside the truck. Mind you, the truck is high and my car is low. Right. So I have to look. Four fat girls. Four fat girls just fucking rocking out with Spanish music. And just like, and the music's about shooting people and doing drugs and selling drugs and, you know, doing bad shit. And they get ahead of me. And the fattest one's driving, by the way. And I see them. And she has her arm out. And she puts up the party pistol, the hand pistol with double barrels.
Was she a great big fat person?
Yes, she was, bro. And she puts her hand out, and she's a big girl, bro. You know, she's driving the truck with her arm hanging out.
And her arm flat.
And the
fat
arm, was just yeah. And then the she puts up the gun sign with two fingers and the thumb, and she goes like that. She shoots them, boom, 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 while she's singing and driving. And I'm literally dying in my car. I'm so fucking like. Happy I was driving next to her car.
I love watching fat girls
and do funny stuff. I want to catch up to them, but they're driving the big Dodge Ram. Boom, boom, boom. I don't know, dude. These girls were heavy duty.
You need a fucking heavy duty truck to haul four fat girls
around. She just shot up fucking thin air, bro, in the fucking fat hand. Boom, 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 boom.
It's your arm just jiggled.
This only happens in the hood, dude. Like, it's ghetto ass LA, man. It's funny, though.
Man. I love watching fat girls do funny shit, dude.
I don't know.
Like, when they try to wear fucking spandex or the yoga pants. Like, that's funny.
They look like an ice cream cone.
It just, like... It's like somebody put a fat potato into a sock. Like, okay. So, you know how yoga pants are the new trend, right?
Yeah.
Now...
Yeah, I see all kinds of girls at my job, dude, and...
Yeah.
The yoga pants in the front and the back. Sometimes you don't want to see a certain type of girl with yoga pants.
Don't be a stupid bitch and show your taco. Nobody wants to see it.
And don't wear fucking bright green blue yoga pants and a fucking bright pink orange top. You look like a fucking makeup bottle. And fucking and it's all skin tight and your skin's not tight.
The fucking it's holding everything in place.
Oh my god, dude.
What is it? You don't, open it up, looks like a busted can of...
Don't fucking wear a tube top.
Bisquick?
If your belly is as big as your boobs, don't wear a tube top.
Oh, man. I was standing in line, and this girl had fucking back titties that were bigger than her front titties. I'm like, how does that happen? It looked like someone just got like two pancakes and just pulled them down in the front.
Was she eating her bra?
Huh?
Was she eating her bra?
She.
You could barely see her bra because her fat's eating it.
Yeah, her whole body looked pretty hungry.
Enough about fat girls.
I got into an elevator today with, I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, I don't, like, it was like, it had a very feminine face, but like a body like a dude, but like, it had like.
It was probably a girl.
No.
Yeah.
But it had tits like mine, I'm not gonna lie.
Alright. So it was a girl for sure.
Well, you had a pretty sweet rack. So I saw that, whatever it was, I saw it and I was just like, oh. I sat there and waited for she to talk because I was just like, because you can tell based on their voice, like, oh, that's a dude. But when this person was talking, I was like, it fucking threw me off. And to top it off, it had the shaved sides right here and their head was in the, and they had the hair in a ponytail.
I think on average, the hardest one to distinguish is girls looking like guys.
Yeah.
Because it could be like some guy that is just like real, has like really soft features and it could look like a chick. The guys, on the other hand, are fucking stupid. This is fat guy that I see at my job. He has on the top of his fucking hand, you know, the top of your hand?
Right.
He has a Hello Kitty tattoo right there. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Did he say why he has that?
No, I don't fucking. I'm not gonna sit there and talk to him.
Like, bro, stop with that fucking tattoo.
And he. Fuck, this is just annoying. Big fucking Hello Kitty, and he has a big fat hand, big fat Hello Kitty on.
If I see that, the first question I'm asking:
are you gay?
Seriously.
Why would you even ask?
I don't know. A Hello Kitty.
It's a rhetorical question, bro.
Yeah. Well, then I would say...
gay.
But I was in the elevator with this one, whatever the fuck it was. And all of us in the elevator were just like... we were kind of avoiding making like eye contact because we're like...
all of us?
Yeah.
Do you mean just you? Because there's people in the elevator.
Most likely it was just me.
You guys all share the same thought. Like, you're like, everybody here thinks you're weird. No, no, no.
It's no, just I didn't think it was it's weird. Just
you. You did not speak with the people in the elevator to find out what we're all thinking.
No, because actually I did. Because there was a guy that was running the elevator. I was like, what the fuck was that? He was like, I don't know.
Oh, okay, so after the...
he's like, what the fuck are you?
After he, after he she walked out. And then you're like, what the fuck was that? And
yeah.
So like...
and I didn't say
the
it
guy
like that.
The guy looks at you and he's all like, is your name Sandra?
Yeah. He's all, Sandra Van Dyke, all right. Fuck you, Chinch.
You acting like a real McAsshole.
Pretty much, I look like a dyke version of my mom. Seriously. Yeah. And I got pretty racked at it. I got a nice rack on me, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I think your mom's is better. Just throwing that out there.
How dare you? She got him in Dunn, New Mexico, too, by the way. So she is part Mexican.
She has the Entra Mexico stamp right on the rib. Right on her rib.
Tattoo essay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I wasn't being a dick, but it kind of threw me off. I'm like, maybe, I don't know. But it ended up being a dude. I was like, maybe don't have a ponytail. Maybe get a new haircut.
Maybe don't wear eyeliner.
Yeah. Maybe don't have a tattoo of Hello Kitty.
On your face.
So, speaking of, like, we're talking about trends, right? So, one of the new trends that I'm starting to see that I fucking hate is high-waisted pants. You seen these?
On chicks?
Yeah.
For every 5 of those that I see...
uh-huh.
Maybe one girl pulls it off.
I've never seen a girl pull it off.
But it's usually a 10. Mm. You get me? Because girls think they look hot. They'll be like, oh, shit. I'm going to rock these high-waisted pants. Right? Uh-huh. But really, it's like, it looks like you have mom jeans with a big fat foot.
That's what it reminds me of. I was like, that looks like the moms in the 90s.
But when you get a curvy, usually the high-waisted jeans look good like on a skinny girl. Uh-huh. Not a curvy girl, because curvy girls will look fat. But a skinny girl,
uh-huh.
I guess it gives the illusion of a waist.
Uh-huh.
So like it looks like they have curves because they don't. Uh-huh. If you get a curvy girl that puts on high-waisted pants,
right,
they look like they have a fucking big rump, and it just looks weird.
Yeah, I've been seeing this lately, and they're like the MC Hammer pants, but like they're floral.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, stop, seriously, like I don't know what.
But usually, hot girls,
uh-huh,
they'll wear, because I've seen this when I go out, they'll wear the high-waisted pants,
mm-hmm,
but they'll wear the really hot ones, the ones that pull it off. They'll wear a tiny shirt. Where they show like their whole like stomach, and then that it looks good that way because like they're putting the focus on their midsection,
mm,
like how small it is compared to a fat girl. She wears a high waisted shirt and you don't see her stomach, so it just looks like a big blob.
See, like she fucking cut up like the old school like couches.
So that's what I'm saying. One out of every 5, they look hot as shit, but the other 4, let's say 1 out of 10, uh-huh, the other 9, it's just like why.
There's a lot of new trends and styles that are coming out. I'm like, what the fuck? Especially because I work in downtown LA.
Mm-hmm.
So all the little hip, trendy, hipster fuckheads are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you heard, like, the monocles are coming in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you see a guy wearing a fucking monocle, punch him in the fucking eye that's not wearing the monocle. And when he comes back up, punch him in the fucking eye that has a monocle. Black both his fucking eyes out.
I wouldn't be an asshole and punch him in the monocle eye. I would usually when you wear a monocle, your eye is closed, right?
I think so.
Because when you wear a monocle,
that's why I punch him in that fucking eye. You won't see it coming.
I'll punch him in the closed eye. Just because if I punch him in the monocle eye, I'll probably fucking destroy his eye.
Yeah.
So I'll punch him in the closed eye.
So most likely he's wearing the fucking monocle and he has a stupid fucking mustache. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm jealous because I can't grow a mustache.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but it sounds like it. Hey, I'm glad you said that.
What?
Why have you... just between me and you. Nobody's listening, okay?
Oh, yeah. Nobody's listening.
Okay. Why don't you try wearing a fake mustache?
Because I look stupid?
No. Fuck you, you look stupid. How do you don't know, bro. But I mean like a real, like a toupee mustache. Not a fucking Party City mustache. Not a mustache you buy at fucking Walmart. Like a real fake mustache. From now on.
Okay, since it's just you and I, nobody's listening. Mm-hmm. Between you and I. Mm-hmm. My biggest fucking insecurity is I can't grow a fucking mustache.
Fucking grow one. I'm sorry.
Well, this is right here.
Sorry. No. Look and find like a really good place where you could buy one.
So, my biggest insecurity is I can't grow fucking facial hair. Uh-huh. I do, but it looks like fucking somebody sprinkled pubes on my fucking face. So
it looks like somebody's happy trail.
So, my fiance's ex-boyfriend has a fucking full-on beard and everything. Yeah. So whenever she would tell me like, "Oh, this guy's fucking cute," and it's always with a guy with a fucking facial hair. So I'm like, he could be in shape, shredded with a big old fucking wonger.
And you don't think she's just fucking with you?
I think she does it like unknowingly. She's like, "Oh, because we have this show that we like." And he was like, "Oh, that guy looks so fucking rugged." I was like, "Because of his fucking beard, huh? Fuck you, why don't you go fuck him?"
See, that's your insecurities just seeping through. You're fucking weird, dude. Other people would never even think about that.
I swear to God, I was like, dude, I sound like a big fucking bitch right now, dude.
So what do you want? You want like a Tom Selleck beard or?
I just want, you know what I want? I want stubble. I want to be able to like.
So stubble. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to get that. There's no way of you getting stubble, fake stubble. This doesn't happen. Just put fucking scrub on your face, like a put dirt. Scrub. Put dirt. But a fake mustache you could do, bro.
The funny thing is, like, she tells me, like, when you grow out this Fu Manchu, whatever the fuck this is, it grosses me out.
Yeah, because you, like me, like, I can't grow, like, a real mustache. My hair is really, really thin. Mm-hmm. So, fuck, I can't even lock my beard.
But it looks pretty sweet.
It's barely passable.
But, I mean, at first glancing at you, I'm like, oh, like, this shit's not connected. This shit's whack. I'm not going to think that. Like,
yeah,
oh,
but
this guy has fucking
stubble. I look in the mirror and I'm all like, damn, I can't even close. Whatever. Uh-huh. But you can buy a mustache, bro.
Where at? If you tell me where, I will go fucking buy one.
Fuck, I don't know where. That's the thing.
I'll tell you what. If that's true, I will go buy one.
Bro, and only your friends are going to know it's fake. But the people, like I said, let's say we go out and hang out. Like, the people that we're out with, they're not going to know. You get me?
I'm going to be in. Okay, that's fake, guys.
Look at it this way. The only thing that's fake that you would be wearing is a mustache on your face, right? But look at chicks do, bro. Chicks put makeup on, chicks buy boobs, chicks buy asses. They wear clothes that makes them look a certain way. Like, a mustache, what's the worst that could happen? The very worst that could happen is your mustache falls off.
Like, super glue that shit to my face.
Yeah, but you wear glue.
Right.
Right. But then, like, let's say one day you just take it off. Like, wear a mustache on the weekends, bro. Like, that'll be crazy, bro.
Mustache?
You can't wear it at work, bro. Because one day you have a mustache and
another boom, bitches.
Yeah. So you have to do it on the weekend, like when we go out, or like if you haven't seen somebody in a long time, like throw it on there.
You know what, dude? I feel like if I have a mustache, like I need to have a deeper voice.
No, bro. Hey, how you doing? You'll finally
Jack and Cole.
You'll finally like see yourself how you think you like you
like
honestly,
Tom Selleck. Bro.
You honestly think. You want a mustache. Like, I want a mustache.
Not a mustache. I want to be able to grow like what you have.
Like that?
Yeah.
You're weird, bro.
Why weird?
I want to grow a beard like Loop, like fucking Fat Boy Loop.
I'll put it to you this way. You want to know how insecure I am about it?
How much?
I actually went and downloaded an app called Beard Me.
And you put a beard on
it? Yeah.
And what happened?
I look pretty dope, dude. I'm not going to lie. I look pretty handsome, dude.
I don't know about a beard. Because that's probably going to need a lot of glue. Uh-huh. But, like, just one little mustache, get a little high while it dries up.
Good. Yeah, but then I'd be like those LA hipsters, dude. Especially with my haircut.
Man, what the fuck, LA hipster?
Yeah.
So, if you have a mustache, you're a hipster?
To me, yeah.
Well, you're
stupid. No, only a fucking mustache. And then you're white. And you live in LA.
I guess, well, we'll look for a whole, like, lock, mustache and beard.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Like a goatee mustache.
I'm going to need the lamb chops, too.
Okay, see, now you're just getting carried away.
I'm going to need it to connect.
Now you're just getting carried away, bro. Now you want to be fucking Elvis and shit.
Well, I'm going to need my happy trail to connect to my beard.
Have a big arrow from your face to your penis. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, fucking... I have zero fucking hair on my body, dude. So whenever my fiance fucks me, it's like making love to a lesbian. I'm like, ooh, he's got tits and everything. And then
but
I tuck
pecker,
my
but a pecker.
Yeah, but I tuck my dick back every now and then. I like to surprise her.
Wait, so you think girls? so you think girls aren't hairy?
Huh?
There's hairy girls, bro.
Yeah, there is.
There is hairy girls. So I don't know why you say a lesbian.
Well, because of, like, I have boobs and I'm soft. I'm supple. Oh. So speaking of the LA common trends, right? Uh-huh. There's an actress named Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley. She hot?
Yeah. Well, she's an actress. Yeah, there's ugly actresses.
Ugly actresses.
Yeah, she's hot. She's like the
from?
Huh?
Where is she from?
I don't know. Okay. But her, like, they're, you know, when they ask him advice, like, oh, what are your beauty tips and all that. So one of them was eat clay, but like there's a certain clay mm-hmm. that's supposed to detox your body. And the other one was drink coconut oil to whiten your teeth. Now the funniest fucking one that she had said was, get sunshine on your vagina for an hour.
Get some vitamin D in there.
You give it a vitamin D. So, like, and I was thinking, I was like, so she recommends getting sun on her vagina for an hour.
Okay, so sunbathe.
So, can, like, if the girls in fucking where we live at, like, just all the girls were to fucking do that just for one day, an hour a day, there would be a bunch of, like, confused, like, seagulls just flying around, like, I smell fucking baked tuna, but I don't know where it's at.
My nose is tingling.
I smell tuna, but all I see is a bunch of girls is sunbathing their vaginas.
You're fucking stupid. You're so stupid, dude. That's funny, though. But like...
You're just flying around in a circle?
Fucking hunting season? What the fuck's going on?
Dude, flying around in a circle around their city.
Fish jumping out of the water? There's no... The fucking beach isn't for like 20 miles from here. What the fuck is... Are they fish going upstream? What the fuck's going on?
So that's hot. High-waisted jeans or not?
If I can see your back burger.
You can see front burger. Those things are fucking pulled up, dude. You can
see a little moose knuckle. Moose knuckles are cool, but when you're in public, they're not, bro.
Depends.
Like, if your girl has a little moose knuckle, you'll be like...
No, moose knuckle is when a guy shows your fucking balls.
Oh.
Camel toe.
Camel toe, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, camel toe's, like... Hey, baby.
Yeah, let me know what you're working with.
A little camel toe.
There's like, some camel toe that looks pretty aggressive.
Your, the camel, you're like, hey, cover fucking put a shield on or something. What the fuck? Cover that shit up.
Put on one of those daily pads. You're fucking embarrassing me.
And it looks like you have a dick right there. You went from camel toe to moose knuckle.
It looks like you're somebody just, yeah.
Why are you wearing a diaper on your vagina? All right, everybody. I hope you missed us. Did you miss them? I kind of missed them.
I missed them. Fuck all you guys.
Hope you guys miss us. Enjoy yourself. And please try to come in your own mouth. If you die, I will be at your funeral.
Giving the eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
So, hang on.
Before we fucking check out.
Oh, before we check out, I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of shows.
Cool.
We make it on the list of Favorite Fridays. Yeah, on Twitter.
Okay.
So, shout out to fucking Hanging Outcast. Every Friday, they always put us on their top 5 podcasts to listen to. Mm-hmm. And who else?
We should not be on there anymore because we haven't put out a show in a while.
Well, no, I appreciate that. I mean, for somebody to even say that we're in their top 5 is fucking is a huge honor.
Yeah.
So, shout out to them, Podblock.
Thank you, guys.
Podblocked, I don't Google that shit. They're from Canada. They're fucking funny. I listen to their shit. Who the fuck else? Oh, Trevante Jaramillo over there at Go From There podcast.
What's his name?
Trevante.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jaramillo, and what's his podcast?
Huh? Go From There podcast.
Go From There podcast. Yeah. Right.
Go check him out. And hands down, my fucking favorite show, The Orange Room.
All right.
So they're at over there at morelikeradio.com. And I'm fucked up, dude.
Fuck with
Do you have any other shows that you
want
to give
Orange a, Room, Orange Pink Room. Box, whatever you want. Fuck with everybody.
Let me see your pink box.
I'll show you my pink box. Just don't show me your brown box. I'm good. Fuck
all
everybody.
Right,
this
suck
is
it easy.
This is Chench.
I'm Arnold.
Fuck you.
What is that? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Everyone can eat shit! A big bag of shit!
Wow! Fuck you! Fuck you!